ICQ, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater and is also available through our Echolink node number 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. Your net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Tonight, does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Formal or emergency traffic, does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Traffic or announcements will now begin the roll call. Please remember this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called based on the suffix of your call sign. When you check in, please give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Before we begin our RF check-ins, I have a few folks that had checked in with the pre-net check-in functionality on the Brars.cc website. Again, that functionality just allows folks to stay in touch with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net if they may not be available at the 9 o'clock hour when the RF section of the net starts. So we'll go ahead and acknowledge those stations, and we'll move on with our RF and Echolink check-ins. Kilo 4 X-ray Mike Romeo, K4XMR, that's Mel, and he's over at Prosperity. Up next, we've got Fred and his sweetheart, Miss Isla. Fred's call sign, Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie, Mike. And Miss Isla's call sign, November 4, India, Echo, India, N4IEI. Good to see Fred, Isla, and Mel all in there. Up next, we've got Andrew. That's Whiskey 2, Alpha, Mike, Delta, W2AMD. Our friend Gus, Alpha, Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel. And Benjamin, that's Kilo, Oscar 4, Zulu, Echo, Whiskey, KO4ZEW. Up next, we've got Don and Linda. Don, call sign KG4PFI, Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot, India. Linda's call sign Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec, QLQ. Good to get Don and Linda in there. Up next, we've got our friend Andy up on Table Rock. That's KI4LZI, Kilo India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. Next, we've got Ron up in Brown Summit. That's Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, KM4RJN. So good to get him up there logged in as well. Drop, got two more here for the pre-net check-in. We've got Bill, that's KC4W, Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey. And last but not least, we've got Dave. That's Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. Quick refresh here, make sure I've got everybody. Looks like I missed one call sign. Stand by, I'll get that call sign acknowledged. Got Miss Christine's call sign doing a refresh here on the webpage. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Zulu Whiskey Sierra, KQ4ZWS. And Christine's over in Traveler's Rest. Good to get her logged in there. And let me do one more refresh here just to make sure I've got everybody, and we'll continue on with the net. I paused there. I was trying out a new headset, and it just is not doing well for me as far as me being able to talk and hear and do the things I want to do. So hopefully I'll get that powered off and be able to move on with the net. But got our pre-net check-ins acknowledged here, and typically I like to take a break for new hams to the area, new hams to the amateur radio hobby that may not be familiar with how to check into a net. If you'll just key up the microphone and call out your call sign, I'll get you checked in here to the net. And like to acknowledge any new hams. Meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control. So we'll continue on with the net. Again, just like to pause there for folks that may not be familiar with checking into the net, just aren't familiar with our process for checking in. Just like to pause there, walk them through that. But it sounds like we've got everybody checked in that wanted to check in for the moment, so we'll move on with our RF check-ins tonight. And, of course, tonight being Saturday night, we'll start with the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR Net Control.
4HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena. We're both indeed not, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in where it shows, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 to you and all on the net.
Hey, K4HR. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
The net check-ins for RF check-ins. Sorry for that little pause there. Wanted to make sure nobody was coming in there behind Dave, but we'll go ahead and acknowledge those stations that checked in there. First up, we've got Rick and his family. Rick's call sign, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW. And Rick sounding good into the repeater, bringing Miss Lorena along. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, KK4ONO. And their daughter, Miss Michelle, down in Ware Shoals. That's Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec. Up next, we've got Dave. That's W4DJW. Our net manager kind of keeps us all scheduled like wrangling cats to keep the net moving forward. Schedules us, keeps us online for, or on track for running the net again every night, 9 p.m., 365 days a year. So, Dave, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. All right, let's get one more call here for the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
CQ, this is Victor calling, KD2HEP, and my wife, Darlene, calling in, KD2HER, from Marietta. Glad to be here. Hello.
It shows how you still. Can you repeat your two call signs? Give me 1 second here. My keyboard is not doing. I'm just having technical difficulties again. So let me act like we didn't just do that. Could you check back in with your call sign and name again one more time, sir?
I'd be happy to. Hello, Mike. This is Victor, KD2AGP, and my wife Darlene, KD2AGR. Checking in from Marietta.
That was completely my fault. I'm not sure what my fingers were doing on the keyboard there, but I had yours and Darlene's calls completely messed up, and of course the auto lookup did not match what was on what should be there anyway. But Victor, I appreciate your patience with me. It takes me a little while to get back into the swing of things once I start talking and typing, and my fingers don't quite do what I want them to these days on the keyboard. But anyway, Victor, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Victor's call sign, Kilo Delta 2 Alpha Golf Papa, KD2AGP. And Victor brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Darlene. That's Kilo Delta 2 Alpha Golf Romeo, KD2AGR. And Victor, I'll do much better to get you logged in here next time. I'm not sure what the malfunction was, but it was completely on my end. I mean, you have a really good signal. So I definitely appreciate you being patient with me, keeping me in check, and making sure I got you logged in here. I'll definitely do better next time you come by. So definitely come back and check in with us again as often as you can.
We certainly will.
K4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looking for additional check-ins, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Everybody in the Alpha through Delta group, so we'll move to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
For HR. On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, AO4HKX, that's Patrick. Now, home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Matt. Thanks for calling the net, Mike. Sorry. For HR, please check in Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kemah, North Carolina. I will be negative tonight. Thanks.
Check-ins there as we're working the Echo Through Hotel group. First, we've got our Sunday night net controller, among other things. Wears many hats. Hear Patrick on the repeater quite often. Always good to hear your voice on the radio tonight. Patrick's call sign, Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. And, yeah, Patrick, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to get you in here on a Saturday night. Up next, we've got our friend Harry. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. And Harry's up in Candler, North Carolina. And Harry, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you on the repeater as well. All right, let's give one more call, kind of light on the Echo Through Hotel group. Go E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Everybody in the Echo Through Hotel group for the moment. Maybe we'll get them in the second half of the hour, though. We'll continue on down the alphabet. India through Lima. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control.
Mike, hope you and your family are all doing well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Mike, thank you so much for calling the net. Hope you and your family are all doing well. Good evening to everyone on the net. No traffic, no comments.
4HR. Michael, such a nice call sign. Now, you got to tell me, did you really get that without asking? Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Now, you can mark Donna in and out because she's already turned in. It's been a long day for her. But I'll be around for a comment, and I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Char, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Another good group there as we work through the India through Lima group. Up first, our friend Sid up in Fletcher, North Carolina. That's Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, W4IOE. And Sid, we're doing fine down here. Hope you and yours are doing as well. And I think we might be kind of through that little cold snap there, hopefully for a little bit milder weather here for the next couple of days. And hope you guys can kind of get some warm weather, get some time outside instead of being cooped up inside with the cold. But anyway, Sid, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you, my friend. Up next, we've got Larry and his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. KK4JBQ is Larry's call sign, and Miss Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot, Kilo. And yeah, Larry, I lucked off with sequential one. And now I've had it too long to change it, I think. I've considered on occasion to switch it over, but I don't know what I would switch it over to. And anyway, Larry, definitely got you marked down here for comments, and we'll be back to find out how your day was once we get to the rag chew portion. But appreciate you coming by and checking in, Miss Donna. I look forward to talking to you here in just a few minutes. More call for India through Lima, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4 is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to welcome our Monday night and fill in for other nights occasionally, as we all do. But I'd be Duncan. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKB. And Duncan's up in Asheville. Duncan, good signal in the repeater. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And looking forward to hearing you on Monday night, if not before. So, again, appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night. All right, sounds like we might have everybody in the India through Lima group, so we're about halfway through the alphabet. So normally here we would pause for Echolink stations. So it looks like we've got a few Echolink stations signed in. So Echolink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, good evening, Mike. Great to hear you again. Great to hear you again, Mike, and great to get to check in with you. Good to get to check in with you again. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net, Mike. Negative and negative.
AK4HR, please check in. KQ4ZUU, Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Uniform. Name here is Juno in Columbus, North Carolina. Negative and negative.
Net control, this is N9NV, November Niner, November Victor. Kevin, normally from Greenwood County in Statesboro, Georgia tonight, checking in. I'd be negative and negative, 73 to all on the net.
check-ins there from the Echolink node. And up first, I'd like to welcome Steven. That's Kilo Alpha 4 Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA. And Steven's down in Greenwood. Steven, hope you and Miss Jennifer are doing well tonight. Appreciate that you coming by. Always good to hear you. Stay safe and stay warm. Again, I think the milder temperatures are on the way. I think when I looked on the weather, it was supposed to be up in the 70s at some point this week, or maybe I just imagined that. But anyway, Steven, hope you and Miss Jennifer are doing well. Good to hear you, my friend. We'll talk again soon. Up next, we've got Gino. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Zulu Uniform, KQ4ZUU. And Gino, appreciate you coming by, checking in with us from Columbus. And sounds good over the Echolink node, so appreciate you spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night. Definitely good to get you logged in here. Up next, we've got our friend Kevin. That's November Victor, N9NV. And Kevin's over in Statesboro, Georgia tonight. So, Kevin, appreciate you coming by, checking in, and staying attached with the net tonight. Good to get you logged in here, and appreciate you checking in via the Echolink node. All right, looks like we've got all our Echolink nodes signed in here, so we'll go ahead and move on to our Mike through Papa group, M through P, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt West of Greenwood County, B-Name and Native, 73 to you and all the net.
N4NLR, November 4, nothing like right here. Name here is Jim Judd in the mic. Location Greenville, South Carolina. Jimmy in and out, please.
Check-ins as we continue to work through the alphabet on our RF check-ins. We're in the Mike through Papa group, and up first, I'd like to welcome Matt. And Matt, keep me honest, Matt's our Thursday night net controller. So, Matt, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And, of course, as we all do, we all fill in, but all of us have, like, a primary night. But, Matt, I think you're got to keep me honest. I don't have my calendar. I think it's Thursday night. But anyway, Matt, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. Appreciate you spending some time with us on Saturday night. And then up next, we got Jim. That's November 4, nothing like radio, N4NLR. And Jim, I get to where phonetically that's how I say it in my head. So I guess that means I hear your call sign enough to know what it is. So anyway, Jim, appreciate you coming by. Again, Jim's call sign, November 4NLR. And Jim, sounding good into the repeater. Appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night. All right, let's go ahead and move down the alphabet a little bit further. Checking the Echolink node, all our stations are signed in there. So we'll go ahead and move to the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net, Mike. Good evening to you and all on the net. Now I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Uniform Romeo, KO4 RUR. It's Chris here in downtown Greenville. I'll be in and out tonight, 73 to everyone on the net.
HR, this is Brad, W4SBX, Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-ray. Excuse me, in Simpsonville. I don't have a comment, but I will stick around for the rag too as I have something I want to sell, but I'll be standing by.
HR. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, KC4 STR, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
K4HR, this is John in Central, KO4RAB, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha Victor. I'll be negative, and I'll be short time tonight.
4HR, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Romeo Golf, KO4QLG. Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and name.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Tom, missed you.
RHR, net control for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. I think I messed up one call sign there. It was the station that checked in before Chris, and again, I had a cat jump up in my lap, and this has just been the technical night. I think we need to just go back and start over. But anyway, we'll persevere through it. But up first, I'd like to welcome Tom. That's November 0 Tango Romeo N0TR. Tom, always good to hear you. Appreciate hearing you tonight. And always good to hear you throughout the week with you and Miss Bernice and everybody checking in throughout the week. Always good to hear you. Occasionally I'll have the radio on, and always good to hear your voice, especially on Saturday night while we're running the net. But to Tom, hope you and Miss Bernice are doing well. Appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we got Chris. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Uniform Romeo, KO4RUR. And Chris, you're checking in with us. Up next, we've got Brad. That's Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-Ray, W4SBX. And Brad, over in Simpsonville, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Steve. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, KC4STR. And Steve, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And this is the call sign I think I had problems with, so you have to come back and check in with me. I had written down Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Alpha Bravo. Is that correct?
It was Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Alpha Victor. Central.
Sorry about that. That's my ears. You're sounding really good, strong into the repeater, and that's just my southern drawl. Mixing up the B and the V, I guess. But, John, appreciate you making sure I was getting it in here correct. Definitely got it corrected in the log. And, again, all I can do is promise to do better next time. So, anyway, John, appreciate you coming by and keeping me honest. Got you logged in here. Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Alpha Victor, KO4RVA. Our correction, RAV. See, I can't even read my own handwriting. But, John, appreciate you coming by, checking in, and being patient with me. Make sure I got you logged in here correctly. And last but not least in that group is our friend Chris. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Lima. Getting my call signs all mixed up tonight. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. Chris, I know your call sign by heart. I can't believe I can't get it out. But one more time, just to make sure I've got it. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. That's Chris over in Liberty. So, Chris, appreciate you coming. This is good to hear you, my friend. Let's give one more call here for the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, beginning of the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Everybody in the Quebec through Tango group for the moment, even with the mistakes I'm making tonight. So, again, I apologize for that. But we'll move on to that ever-patient group for Saturday night. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, beginning of the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Control. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Lima Echo, KQ4, ZLE, Anthony, in Townville. Good evening, everyone.
HR. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, that's KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela. Here in Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on that.
Sure. Good to talk to you. Please check in Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa, KA3WPP, Howard and Piedmont. Be negative and negative tonight. Good evening, all.
Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT. Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you. And everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
HR.
Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
And we'll take that pause and acknowledge those folks there so I don't get a little too far more down in my log before I lose track of everything. But up first, I'd like to welcome Anthony. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu, Lima, Echo, KQ4ZLE. And Anthony's over in Townville, and appreciate you coming by and checking in with us, Anthony. Up next, we've got Tommy and his beautiful bride. That's Miss Angela. That's K4XB, Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo, Tommy. And Miss Angela's call sign, Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Bravo Delta, KQ4TBD. And that's Miss Angela. Tommy, always appreciate you coming by. Good to hear you. Got a good signal from Southern Greenville County, as always. Probably already know that, but hammering home the point, you got a good signal, so appreciate you coming by. Always look forward to your call sign, even though you guys are at the bottom of the alphabet for a Saturday night, but appreciate you staying around and checking in with us. Always good to hear you, Tommy. 73 to you and Miss Angela. Hope to talk to you again soon. Up next, got another one of our BEs. That's Kilo Alpha 3 Whiskey Papa Papa. That's Howard K3WPP. And Howard, sounded good into the repeater tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. Look forward to seeing you again in a couple weeks on that third Saturday for our next testing session. And Howard, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we got Richard. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Papa Lima Tango, KC4PLT. And Richard's over in Georgia, so appreciate you crossing over the state line, hitting the repeater tonight, checking in with us. Always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And last but not least, another voice always good to hear on the repeater throughout the week. That's Shane. That's November 4, Zima Lima Kilo, N4ZLK. I like saying it much better that way, Shane. I don't know why. Sometimes I get that where I'm used to how you say your call, and when I try and say it, I just butcher it. But N4ZLK, that's Shane. And Shane, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. Good to hear your voice on Saturday night for sure. All right, let's give one more call here for the Uniform Through Zulu group. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. National stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group. Looks like we've got one station signed into Echolink there that may be unacknowledged. So Echolink stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR, this is KO4NNH, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. My name is Fred. I'm in Anaheim, California tonight, and I'll be hitting and getting, but I'll be on the side listening to the repeater, so you close out the net. 73.
That's our net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd like to welcome Fred. Fred, I think you got the DX award for tonight, because being in California, I think you're probably about 3,000 miles away, going across the internet, getting here, but still sounding good. So, Fred, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Fred's call sign, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. And, Fred, appreciate you coming by and staying attached to the net, even while in California, you're still sounding good. But definitely be safe in your travels, and hopefully we'll talk to you over RF relatively soon. But appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night. Definitely good to hear you. All right, we've been through the alphabet one time, through our Echolink nodes, our pre-net check-in, so we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Please check in KM4IAV, Kilo Mike 4, India Alpha Victor. This is Thomas and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
Net control. In Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, that's KQ4YOO Clinton from Honeypot, South Carolina.
HR. Looking out, this is Kilo India. Jack down here in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Y'all have a great one.
HR. Please check in KI4MSA, Jim Greer, negative and negative.
HR. Michael, Miss Angela and Annette, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you all on the net, and thanks for calling the net. Hey, Jim, I hadn't heard you in a long time.
Control, you could check in KC3NFA, Kilo Charlie 3, November Foxtrot Alpha. This is Lee in Piedmont.
AK4HR, Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey X-ray. This is Corey in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net, and everyone have a blessed evening.
4HR, I'll take that pause there and go ahead and acknowledge these stations. An excellent group of check-ins there as we head into the bottom half of the hour. Up first, I'd like to welcome Thomas. That's Kilo Mike 4, India Alpha Victor, KM4IAV. And Thomas, I appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we got Clinton. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, KQ4YOO. And Clinton, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Good to get these call signs back in my log. Been a while since I heard some of them, but again, most of the time that's my fault because I don't spend as much time on the radio as I need to. But Thomas, Clinton, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Both of you got logged in here. Up next, we got Jack over in Rock Hill, and Jack always has a good signal up to the repeater, and that's Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI. And Jack, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. Up next, we got Jim. That's Kilo India 4, Mike Sierra Alpha, KI4MSA. And Jim, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. Up next, we got Gary. That's our Wednesday night and all things SwapNet, net controller. Gary, sounding good into the repeater. Appreciate it. Gary's call sign, for those that don't know it, Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And Gary, sounding good into the repeater. And Gary brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Joy. That's Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee. And Gary, I'm going to have to let you relay over to Miss Joy. She wins the door prize this week, so she'll have to follow up with you on Wednesday to collect that. So I'll let the two of you hash that out. But Joy, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee was my number 50 tonight. So Gary, appreciate you coming by and checking in and bringing your sweetheart, Miss Joy, along with you. Up next, we got Lee. That's Kilo Charlie 3, November Foxtrot Alpha, KC3NFA. And Lee, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And last but not least in that group, we got Corey. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Mike Whiskey X-Ray, KO4MX, or correction, MWX. And again, that's Corey, and appreciate Corey, you coming by and checking in with us. And good to get these call signs in the log again. All right, any others, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Calls normally means we have everybody, so what I'll do for now is secure the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all the stations that have checked in to this point. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with additional periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. Got a couple folks signed in to RAGCHU tonight. Up first, we've got Larry. Goodness, Larry, I'm drawing a blank on your call sign. I know they say we're supposed to remember our own, KK4JBQ. Goodness, I don't know where my mind is tonight. I don't know if it's just been that mentally taxing of a day that's causing me problems today. But anyway, Larry, let me go ahead and dust the stump off. We'll turn the heater on low because it's gotten a little milder out there than it has been the last couple of days. But we'll dust off the stump, pass the frequency over to you, and find out how was your day, sir.
HR, this is KK4JBQ. I hope a bunch of people stayed around to hear the RAGCHU tonight. I think it's going to be a good one. Maybe. I don't know. I want to say again, just because I like saying it, you got a fine call sign. It's lyrical. It's also a two and two call, which is nice. But it's lyrical and easy to assimilate, you know. And yeah, but I agree with you that your own call sign is the only one you really need to be. And speaking of that, and because I turned 74 this year, so I can be a curmudgeon if I want to. I have gotten to that point. I've given myself license. I'm going to be a curmudgeon and say that if you are near a microphone right now, I'm talking to everybody that's near a microphone, it is entirely possible for you to get misunderstood unless you use phonetics. Now, phonetics, I don't need to explain what that means, but I do need to say that some people have a little creativity when it comes to phonetics, and that's okay. Okay by me, at least. But there's an international group that said a bunch of letters that stood for better names, and it seems to work out. But early in tonight's net, you had trouble, and I had trouble. I even turned up my volume on the radio to see if I could pull out the individual who did not use phonetics, and I failed. There was something with the signal also, which, of course, we can't hear. No, we can't hear what we sound like. And so I think you did a fine job of pulling that out. So I just picked up a sheet of paper here, and I wrote down some letters that would confuse people, especially if any of them come consecutively. B, C, D, E, G, P, T, V, Z. They all sound alike, especially if, you say them in a certain way, or there's a little bit of hum on your signal, or something like that. So this is my contribution to the ham radio community tonight. Please use phonetics. KK4JBQ.
Start with KK4JBQ and the Rag Chew portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, Larry, and again, I apologize because I'm not sure what's going on. I think you may have heard. I've had a rig that I've got a couple months ago, a little Icom 5100, and it's a nice rig. I mean, I haven't had any problems with it, but it came with a Bluetooth board in it. So I've been using a pair of headphones instead of Bluetooth, but my wife told me I talk louder because, again, they do some sound isolation. And so I was trying them with the net tonight, and I can't hear myself, if that makes sense. And so I was kind of getting annoyed. So that didn't help me. And then I think I told you the cat jumped up on my lap, and she's just sitting here not doing anything now and completely, as cats do, doing her own thing, sitting in my lap, just looking up at me. So, again, it's just been one kind of little inconvenience after another. And like you said, with the phonetics, usually I can do a pretty good job, but I think we all know our ears are getting older by the day. And usually I can do a pretty good job, but the phonetics definitely help. And like I say, there's some call signs that I get used to hearing. And, and even some phonetics, I know we have the American version of the phonetics, but even on HF, I kind of hear some folks doing different ones. And I think, again, not to point out anybody in particular, but I think the Brits and maybe the Aussies use Sugar instead of Sierra, which I've always found kind of interesting. And, the international phonetics, I think, is Sierra. But, again, regionally, I think people pick up certain things. But, again, like you say, the speak it, and then especially over 2 meters, we usually don't have quite as much of a problem. But the phonetics definitely help on occasion for old ears like mine.
I'll just say this much more. I agree with you. I fully agree. And it can be fun, to hear someone's unique way of saying their call sign. And they took license when they do that, but it works out for me. I don't have a problem with that. But just using regular letters, especially when they can think, yes, we're all getting older, and it didn't matter to me. I'm not writing things down so much. I mean, not everybody that checks in, but you are. And so I felt I would say something just to drive this home one more time. Phonetics are everybody's friend. And anyway, so I'll get on to what my day was like. It was a bear, a real bear. Early in the day, I broke my glasses. And I've worn glasses since I was 7 years old, I guess. And I need them real bad by this time. I need them bad. And these glasses I broke earlier, maybe 2 years ago. I was cleaning leaves out of the gutter, and I did fine there, getting up on the ladder, getting down on the ladder. But I carried the ladder back to the garage to put it back in its place so I could find it again, of course. And I tripped, and I fell with the ladder, and I fell on the driveway. Driveways are rough. They're meant to be that way. They make a special effort in the concrete to make them rough. You don't want a slick driveway. So, anyhow, I was roughed up a bit, but my glasses just cleanly broke. Well, I'm not fond of spending money. I just declare it. I'm not fond. I don't take any pride in spending any amount of money. It's not that I, you know, like to see the, I don't know who was it. There was some miser that made stacks of coins, and this is in some sort of nursery rhyme or something. But he made stacks of coins, and he was a miser. And it's not that I like to see it accumulate or anything. It's just that it's like giving things away, so especially with some products. You keep it for a month and it's gone, or it broke, you know. I am becoming a curmudgeon, aren't I? So, anyway, this repair of mine from 2 years ago broke today, and it just quit. All of a sudden. So I got to come up with another repair for it, because I really do need the glasses. And I found that, this is another thing, if you wear glasses, I'll just mention this, you probably know this already, but when you get a new pair of glasses, a new prescription perhaps, you're not too far away from the new prescription. Oh, it is fine to have a new prescription. That is just really fine. But you better keep those old glasses. If anything should happen to them, lose them, break them, shatter the lenses, or whatever comes along, well, you got something that you can get along with, you know, until you do something different, you know, replace the ones that are damaged. Anyhow, I had several pairs, and that's what I'm wearing right now, a pair that I haven't worn in I don't know how many years, and they work, so I can walk around anyway. KK4JBQ.
Larry Jar with KK4JBQ and the RagChew portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Larry, you know, it's always fun to chat with you because you bring up stories and comments that, you know, I tell you we live parallel lives at certain points. But anyway, back to the phonetics, one last comment I had with that one is it's always funny to kind of talk to, quote-unquote, a civilian who doesn't know his phonetics. Like, I've been on the phone and had people that, you know, try and spell things out, and they just make up words, like completely make up words, like, you know, like, let's say copy, it would be computer, orangutan, or not orangutan, computer, ostrich, paper, gosh, I have trouble even coming up with a Y, let's say Yankee. But again, it's always funny, because, you know, we've been exposed to, as part of the testing and everything, at least been exposed to the phonetic alphabet. So it is funny to kind of listen to other people who have no exposure to that try and sound out different words. So again, you know, as you mentioned, the whole reason is the standard. So if you only, and the words all sound different, or they're supposed to. So even if you only hear part of the word, you can still copy the letter. So, but anyway, it's just funny. But you mentioned the glasses as well. Hate to hear that you took a tumble for sure in order to break those, but I have a bad habit of taking a nap with my glasses, and my wife will yell at me all the time. She's like, if you think you're going to doze off, you need to take your glasses off, and I'll roll over on them and feel that I, you know, have them on still and take them off. But I had a pair earlier this year that she had helped me repair with, you know, occasionally my wife will do the faux flower arrangements for the door or wherever, and so she has this little wire and some green tape, and of course the glasses, the frame was green. And I'm kind of like you, I'm like, they're fine for me, but I had the, you know, the Urkel glasses for several months because I'm like you, I had an optometrist appointment coming up, I knew I needed to get a new pair, so there was no need to get an old pair with the old prescription that when I knew but I think I ended up milking about another 6 to 8 months out of those glasses. And finally, we were going on a family trip, and she made me move over to the new glasses that I have. So I have to say, you know, I'm a little frugal myself. Don't like spending money where I don't have to. And to me, I mean, I'm, you know, working at home most of the time, and it's just going to the store or something. I don't really go to a lot of formal events or dress-up events. And those glasses were fine in the garage or, you know, working at home or doing whatever. So, but anyway, eventually had to move to the new ones, and they're just as fine. But I have to say I agree with on that one. So I made those last as long as possible. And let me let this drop for just one moment. This thing you were talking about is being frugal. You know, and if somebody's doing this, I apologize. I'm not poking fun. I just don't have the ingenuity to do it. But I read a story years ago. A man was so cheap, he unrolled 2-ply toilet paper and made it into 1-ply. So I haven't gotten quite that bad, and that's kind of my litmus test for if I'm trying to save too much money. If I get to that point, then I'll know that something's up.
Oh, dear. That made me laugh. The toilet paper comment, that made me laugh. Made me think of a Seinfeld that I watched many years ago, and I'll never forget that one of the characters on that comedy show found herself in a stall. I mean, she was in a public restroom, and she found herself in a stall. And she didn't check before she closed the door and did what she was going to do. And she found that she, you know, there was no toilet paper, you know. So she looks, I mean, it's a whole routine, you know. So she looks down, and the camera, I mean, you just have to break out laughing when you see her do this upside down look to see if there's anybody else in the stalls to her left or to her right. And when she sees that there's one person there, just one person, she calls to that other lady and she says, well, if you wouldn't mind, would you send over a little toilet paper? And then they started talking about how many sheets. And it just made me, even now, I mean, I'm amused at that. Oh dear, but you're correct. There's some things common among many of us, especially if we do own an animal. That animal spends time in our lap, and I've up until just one moment ago, I also had a cat in my lap. So everybody out there who's talking on the net tonight or listening to the net tonight with a cat on your lap, will raise your hand. Raise your hand high. KK4JBQ.
Formerly, she comes by, and she is definitely a cat. You know, I have her and the two dogs. Of course, I say they belong to my daughter, but somehow I take care of them for her while she's out and about. But again, the cat is definitely a cat. She comes around when she wants to and gets to fret the dogs when she wants to. And, you know, it's kind of funny. We can kind of joke she's always been around dogs and doesn't really know what it's like to be a cat. But I think somewhere, you know, eons of evolution, cats have all become cats. So she will stand, just one example, she'll stand at the bottom of the steps. And if I go to let the dogs out and they don't really pounce on her, but they kind of like do this kind of juke maneuver, like I would say, you know, siblings do to each other, you know, just kind of, I don't know, just worry that they kind of go, or whatever, just kind of in her direction to kind of let them know that they know she's there and she knows that they're there. And if she doesn't get that, like if they run by her or they're distracted or what they're trying to get outside for some reason and they don't acknowledge her, she will swat at them. Like, you know, y'all need to at least pay attention to the fact that I'm here. But, you know, if they try and do anything with her, she's just very aloof. So, again, the typical, she is definitely a cat is all I can say. But she does kind of, again, especially on the cooler months, she'll come up and lay on the keyboard of my laptop where it's warm and take little naps or whatever and just does her own thing. And I'll put her down 50 times and she'll hop back up on the desk because, you know, it's her house and we just live here. Thank you.
right there at the end. That's exactly what they think. That they own the place, and you're just passing through. Especially cats, I think, because Donna named Gracie, who I gave her real name, but Donna named her the Queen. She'll get right after the bed is made up fresh, you know, new clean sheets and whatnot, and you get it just right. Well, she comes up on the bed, and she goes right to the center, near the pillows, right near the center, and wiggles into it. You know what they do? She wiggles into it, and so she's claimed this. This is her throne. I mean, she's got this house. She's got several thrones, you know, and this is her attitude. Now, I really don't know what's going on in her head, but this is what it looks like. KK4JBQ.
They have all the, you know, cat cartoons or whatever, but, you know, I think they live up to the reputation they've earned for sure. But the one thing that I've kind of found, though, is the funniest thing is she can make her presence known, but she can also disappear, which I still haven't figured out because, you know, there are a few hiding places and that she finds behind a couch. If we're looking for her, again, she's an indoor cat, but occasionally she has made a break for it. A couple of years ago, she got out for like 3 or 4 days. But she learned back then that was not where she wanted to be. You know, she gets meals and warmth and love and everything inside, and she goes outside. And it can be a wild place out there. And, you know, so we spent 3 days or so putting up signs and scouring the neighborhood and going out at night with a flashlight trying to find her. And she kind of came bebopping up on the third day to the back door and just, you know, meowed a couple of times. And we heard her and opened the door, and she walked in like, you know, she had never left. But I think that experience, I know something had to have happened because she had a collar on when she left, and she didn't have a collar on when she came home. But I think she figured out that was not the life she wanted. So occasionally now, if we open the door, she'll go just to the end of the patio. And then she kind of looks back at the door and makes sure we're still there and haven't closed her outside or she hasn't escaped, so to speak. But I think she definitely has learned a little bit on how far to push the boundaries, which is kind of good. But she can definitely make her opinions known still.
That's interesting. And I wonder how much of that goes on, you know. I will say that I've contributed myself to that human behavior. Every one of our cats is a stray. Three of them came in as a group. I had been away. It just poured rain this day. I'm thinking back, I don't know, 5 years or so ago. And it was just boring. I had been to another ham's home. He had just recently passed, and I was helping his widow kind of arrange things and labeling, you know, this is this kind of thing, and that is the other kind of thing, and because she was clueless, bless her heart. That's something we all will have to do someday. Anyway. So I came home. It was still pouring rain. And I sat here in my chair right in the shack. There's a door to the outside right here to my right. And I heard a cry, a young cat's cry. And so I opened the door. And right there at the threshold of the door was a brand new little kitten. And so I picked it up. And Donna was standing behind me by this time, and I says, "Here, I think I hear another one." So I go out. It had started to just drizzle now, so I could step out onto the patio, and I heard it, and I turned my head this way and that, and finally I located where the sound was coming from. It was underneath the grill. And so I get over to the grill, and I look underneath there, and there's another one. Part of the same litter, I suppose, you know. And then I gave that one to Donna. And then as I started to walk back into the house, I heard another little cry. and this one was in a flower pot, also on the patio. And so the mother had thought, well, I just can't take care of them or something. I don't know. So we got presented with three brand new little kittens, had not been weaned. I found out what being a foster parent is about as far as animals is concerned. That is a real commitment if you've ever been a foster parent to an animal. But they get to know you, and you will have a relationship with them that you've never had with any other pet. They really do know you. They think that you're mama or daddy, I guess. KK4JBQ.